If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ever lost yourself over something small? A careless word, a look, a moment that shouldn't have mattered, yet somehow it did. It stole your peace and turned a quiet day into confusion. We've all felt that. The strange pull of the outer world on the inner one. But nothing out there truly disturbs us. Nothing. It's our reaction that gives it power. The mind carries countless quiet triggers. Old fears, buried doubts, silent insecurities, each waiting for its moment to steal our calm. That's why peace must be mastered, not waited for. Peace is not just a state of mind, it's the foundation of strength, both mental and physical. When you truly find peace, the pieces of life begin to align, your work, your relationships, your purpose, even your prosperity. Because when the inner world is still, everything else finds its place. Peace is not weakness. It is power in its purest form. It's not escape, it's control. To remain calm while others panic, to think clearly while others react, to stay centered when the world shakes, that is strength. A peaceful woman commands more influence than 1,000 anxious minds. A peaceful man carries more authority than those who shout the loudest, because peace cannot be forced, it must be earned, and those who possess it radiate it. You can feel it when they enter a room, that quiet confidence, that settled presence that says, I do not need to control this moment, I already am in control. Every great achievement, every lasting success, every act of true leadership begins in peace. The greatest thinkers, artists, and builders, men and women alike, knew that only a still mind can create lasting order. They did not run from the world. They ruled their inner one. You see, chaos has no power over a person who refuses to match its rhythm. The angry word dies in front of calm ears. The unfair moment loses its victory when met with quiet understanding. Peace disarms what conflict tries to ignite. And yet, peace is the hardest battle you will ever fight, because it is fought against yourself. It demands awareness, restraint, and understanding. It asks you to pause when your emotions beg you to react. It asks you to forgive when pride wants revenge. It asks you to stay steady when fear urges you to flee. But once mastered, peace gives you more strength than any outburst, more clarity than any argument, more resilience than any force. It allows you to live above the noise, to see clearly when others are blinded by anger, and to move forward while others remain trapped in their own storms. Peace is not found in isolation, it's found in mastery. It's not hiding from life, it's standing firm in the middle of it. And when you reach that point, when no event, no person, and no moment has the power to take away your calm, then you have found something far greater than happiness. You have found true power. Because peace isn't the absence of struggle, it's the mastery of it. The strength within stillness. In a noisy world, stillness is often mistaken for weakness. People believe that power is loud, that strength is forceful, that success belongs to those who push, demand, and rush. But history, and life itself, proves otherwise. True power is quiet. Real strength moves without noise. The calm mind is not a passive mind, it is a focused one. When others panic, it observes. When others react, it decides. When others are lost in confusion, it sees the clear path ahead. Peace is not the absence of action, it is the presence of precision. Think of a surgeon's hands. They do not shake. They move with deliberate care, for one wrong motion could destroy what they seek to heal. The same is true for the disciplined mind. It cannot afford chaos. It must remain calm, not because the world is calm, but because the work demands it. Men and women of true influence, in every age, understood this. They mastered their inner world long before they mastered the outer. Their strength came not from force, but from focus. While the impatient shouted, they listened. While the fearful hesitated, they acted, not rashly, but rightly. Stillness is not inactivity. It is control. It is the quiet preparation before the decisive strike, the deep breath before the great speech, the steady gaze before the moment of truth. It is the discipline of holding your energy until the right moment and then using it with purpose. Most people waste their strength in reaction, scattering it in anger, worry, and complaint. They live exhausted because their energy leaks through every emotion they refuse to master. The peaceful person, however, conserves that energy. They channel it. They build it. They use it when it matters. That is why their presence feels powerful, because it is power contained. A peaceful mind is a mind that sees clearly, and clarity is the highest form of strength. It allows you to respond instead of react, to think instead of guess, to act instead of drift. Peace sharpens judgment. It transforms emotion into understanding, and understanding into direction. When your mind is calm, life slows down enough for you to see the patterns others miss. You begin to notice the rhythm of things, the timing, the cause, the consequence. You stop being tossed around by events and begin to steer them. That is why peace is not passive. It is not retreat. It is command. The calm man and woman are not indifferent. They are prepared. Their stillness is not emptiness. It is readiness. The stronger your peace, the less you need to prove your strength. You no longer argue to be right. You act to be effective. You no longer rush to be first. You move to be accurate. You no longer fight to dominate. You lead to create. In a world that glorifies motion, stillness is rebellion. In a world that rewards noise, silence is mastery. Peace gives strength its direction. Without it, power is only chaos wearing armor. The enemies of peace. Peace is powerful, but it is fragile in the untrained mind. Every day it is tested by the same silent enemies, fear, ego, and reaction. They come dressed in ordinary moments, yet their aim is the same, to disturb your inner world and rule your thoughts. The first enemy is fear. Fear disguises itself as caution, as realism, even as logic. It whispers, "Be careful," but what it really means is, "Do not move." Fear is the great thief of calm, for it fills the future with shadows that do not yet exist. The anxious mind lives in tomorrow's trouble instead of today's truth. The way to disarm fear is not to deny it, but to understand it. Fear survives in the absence of clarity. It fades the moment you face it directly and ask, "What is this feeling teaching me?" Often, fear is not a warning. It is an invitation to grow stronger. The peaceful person learns to thank fear for revealing where courage must be built. The second enemy is ego. Ego is the noisy companion that demands to be seen, to be right, to be admired. It feeds on comparison and grows restless when ignored. It tells you that your peace depends on others, on their praise, their respect, their obedience. But that is not peace, that is slavery. True peace needs no audience. It is self-contained, independent, whole. The humble mind cannot be humiliated, and the quiet soul cannot be provoked. When you let go of the need to prove yourself, you become untouchable. Ego shouts to feel important. Peace whispers because it already knows its worth. The third enemy is reaction. Reaction is the reflex of an undisciplined mind. It trades control for impulse, wisdom for speed. The world speaks sharply, and the reactive person strikes back without thought. In that instant, they lose twice, once to their opponent and once to themselves. Peaceful men and women practice restraint. They understand that not every word requires a response, and not every challenge deserves a battle. They measure their actions not by emotion, but by intention. They know that silence can be stronger than argument, and that patience can disarm what anger only worsens. These enemies, fear, ego, and reaction, are not defeated once, they are managed daily. They live within each of us, waiting for weakness. That is why peace is not a possession, but a practice. When fear arises, answer it with faith in your ability to adapt. When ego stirs, remind it that quiet confidence commands more than noise ever could. When reaction tempts you, choose the pause. That pause, that single moment of control, is the proof of your strength. Understand this. You cannot live in peace and live by reaction. You cannot claim calmness while feeding your ego. You cannot build inner stillness while bowing to fear. These forces cannot share the same mind. One must rule, and the one you feed is the one that wins. Peace is not something life gives you. It is something you protect. It demands awareness, humility, and discipline. But once these enemies lose their hold, peace takes its rightful place as both your shield and your weapon. Building inner balance. Peace does not appear by chance. It is built, carefully, deliberately, by those who learn to balance thought, emotion, and action. Like a craftsman shaping fine stone, the peaceful person works daily on their inner architecture, polishing away what disturbs, strengthening what sustains. The first element of balance is awareness. You cannot master what you do not observe. Most people drift through their days unaware of how their thoughts control them. They carry tension without noticing, argue without listening, worry without reason. Awareness is the light that exposes these patterns. When you become conscious of your thoughts, not to judge them, but to see them, you begin to separate who you are from what you feel, and that separation gives you choice. The second element is self-control. This is not suppression, it is selection. It is the art of choosing your response with intention. The disciplined woman feels anger rise, but she does not let it speak for her. The thoughtful man feels fear stir, but he does not let it decide for him. They pause, breathe, and choose. In that pause lies mastery, for between emotion and action stands the space where peace is built. The third element is order. Inner chaos thrives in disorganization, scattered thoughts, unfinished tasks, neglected priorities. Peace flourishes in clarity. A balanced mind keeps its inner house in order, time well planned, promises kept, values clear. The peaceful person does not rush because they know what matters. They move with calm certainty, not from habit, but from harmony. The fourth element is acceptance. Not all things can be changed, and not all change is progress. Acceptance is not surrender. It is wisdom. It is the strength to let reality be what it is, while still working toward what it can become. The peaceful soul no longer fights every imperfection in life. They learn to shape what they can and release what they cannot. This is not weakness, it is maturity. The fifth element is purpose. Peace without purpose becomes apathy. Purpose gives peace direction, a reason to act without anxiety, to move without haste. The man or woman who knows why they rise each morning rarely feels lost. Their peace is alive, not passive. It fuels their actions with quiet confidence and steadies their path when obstacles appear. Balance is not found in a single decision. It is maintained through daily practice. It lives in the way you speak, the way you think, the way you approach difficulty. It shows in how you treat others and how you treat yourself. And though balance can be shaken, it is never truly lost, only neglected. Return to awareness, to control, to order, to acceptance, to purpose, and peace will return with them. In a world that glorifies extremes, balance is a rare virtue. Yet it is the root of all mastery. The balanced mind does not break under pressure, it bends and recovers. It does not waste energy on storms it cannot stop. It learns to sail through them. To build inner balance is to build a foundation no chaos can crack. It is to live with your thoughts as allies, your emotions as messengers, your choices as instruments of order. And when you reach that level of harmony, peace ceases to be something you chase. It becomes something you are. Living peace in a chaotic world. It is easy to speak of peace and stillness. Anyone can feel calm when the air is soft and the world is quiet. But the true test, the real power, is to remain centered when the storm arrives. For peace has little value if it disappears the moment life becomes difficult. We do not live in a silent world. We live among noise, pressure, and endless motion. Each day brings its share of demands, disappointments, and distractions. The peaceful person is not the one who escapes it all, but the one who walks through it untouched, not because they avoid chaos, but because they no longer carry it within. To live peace in a chaotic world, you must remember this law. You are not what happens to you. You are what you choose to respond with. The calm woman in the crowd, the steady man in crisis, they have learned that control is never outside, it is always within. When anger rises around them, they do not join it. When fear spreads, they do not feed it. Their peace becomes a boundary that the noise cannot cross. People mistake it for detachment, but it is not detachment. It is mastery. They remain aware, compassionate, alert, but unshaken. How is such strength possible? It begins with presence. Peace lives only in the present moment. Chaos belongs to memory and imagination, the past that cannot be changed, and the future that has not yet come. But peace lives now, where your breath is, where your feet are, where your choices are made. The peaceful man or woman has trained themselves to return, again and again, to this moment. They do not wander in yesterday's regret or tomorrow's worry. They act here, now, and that focus gives them power. Another secret, peace does not avoid difficulty, it transforms it. When conflict arises, peace listens before it speaks. When insult appears, peace pauses before it reacts. When loss strikes, peace grieves, but does not despair. In every trial, peace looks for understanding before judgment, purpose before pain. To live peacefully in chaos also requires compassion. Anger cannot survive in the heart that understands. The more you see others as people, not problems, the less power they have to disturb you. Compassion turns reaction into patience, and patience turns tension into peace. And yet, peace is not passive. It is active, steady, and deliberate. To remain calm when others lose control is not weakness, it is leadership. The peaceful person becomes a stabilizing force in every room they enter. They restore balance simply by being balanced. In a world that constantly shouts, peace speaks softly, and people listen. In a time when everything moves fast, peace moves with precision. In moments when others collapse, peace stands still and waits for truth to rise. When you live with this kind of peace, you begin to see the world differently. You no longer chase every opinion or react to every noise. You conserve your strength for creation, not conflict. You build rather than blame. You lead rather than follow emotion. And the world, sensing that calm, begins to reflect it back. Circumstances align, people respond differently, and the same life that once felt chaotic begins to flow in rhythm. Because when you change your vibration, the world changes its tone. This is not magic, it is mastery, for peace is not the prize at the end of the journey. It is the compass that guides you through it. So peace is not a luxury, it is a necessity. Without it, strength becomes tension, ambition turns to greed, and intelligence becomes confusion. But with it, every quality of the human spirit finds its highest form. When you possess peace, you no longer live as a victim of circumstance. You become the architect of it. You no longer chase control, you embody it. Peace makes you powerful because it removes the one thing that weakens all people, the loss of self-command. No army, no wealth, no title compares to the person who remains calm in the face of chaos. For calmness is the crown of mastery. It is the sign of one who has learned to rule from within. The world will test your peace every day, but it cannot take it from you unless you hand it over. Protect it, strengthen it, return to it as you would return to your breath. Because in the end, peace is not the absence of struggle. It is the strength to walk through it untouched. It is the quiet voice that says, "Nothing out there can shake me, because I have found balance in here." And when you reach that place, when your inner world stands calm no matter the storm, you will discover the greatest power any human being can hold, the power of peace.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.